Hello.
Hi, my name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Joanne?
Yes.
All right, Joanne. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
And give me 1 second. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislator. Okay? The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I would say I'm almost certain to vote.
Almost certain to vote. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Or the chances 50-50?
Almost certain.
All right. And what year were you born, ma'am?
1930.
So much for that. Give me 1 second. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black? Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White.
White. All right. Thank you so much for that. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten on the wrong track?
I guess they've gone in the right direction.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Okay? Public safety and crime, parental rights and education, homelessness, public infrastructures like roads and bridges, housing affordability, water policy, inflation and cost of living, jobs and wages. Which one would you say is the most important in deciding your vote for the Fresno County Supervisor?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want me to read them again?
Yes, please.
No problem. All right. So there's public safety and crime, parental rights in education, homelessness.
I'll stop you right there, the first one you mentioned.
Public safety and crime, okay.
Yes.
All right. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. All right? So
okay.
Let's start off with Donald Trump. Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Paul Dictus? Would you say very favorable? Paul Dictus? He's the ambassador. I think he's the accessory recorder.
Oh, I don't know anything about him, so I
couldn't say. Never heard of Paul Dictus. Steve Brando? Steve Brando, would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, Gary Bredefield? Would you say very favorable?
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't know him.
No, never heard of him. Okay. Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Well, under the circumstances, very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. Gavin Newsom, would you say
very favorable?
Very favorable.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman, and City Council Member, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dixus, CPA and County Assessor Recorder. For whom would you vote? Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Member, City Council Member, Dion Bordes.
I tell you the truth, I don't know any of them, and I would hesitate to name one because I don't really know, you know, much about him.
All right. Like, let's say if you had to choose one, like, let's say Steve Brando, he's County Supervisor and Businessman. Gary Bredefeld,
yeah.
He's a businessman and council member. There's Dion Bardis, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictus. He's a CPA, assessor, recorder. If you had to choose one, which one?
Well, I'd probably choose the first one.
Steve Brando?
Uh-huh.
County Supervisor and Businessman?
Yeah.
Okay, so how certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brando, County Supervisor, Businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat uncertain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all because I don't know what I might learn in the meantime.
No problem. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as County Supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this candidate. Okay? So,
okay.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, okay. A candidate who is a Democrat, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Repeat those choices.
Candidate who is a Democrat, would you be much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat less or more likely?
More likely.
All right. Thank you so much for that. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly. with fewer regulations and lower business taxes? Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A candidate who is 80 years old, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
A candidate for what?
A candidate who is 80 years old.
But voting for what, though?
That would be for the...
presidency?
No. The Fresno County Supervisor.
Oh.
A candidate, like for the Fresno County Supervisor, a candidate who is 80 years old, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, okay. And a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees, would you be much more likely?
Yes.
Okay, much more likely?
Yeah.
All right. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Somewhat more likely, I guess.
All right, somewhat more likely. All right, and just so you know, we're almost done, okay, Joanne?
Okay.
Next, I'm going to read you a statement about the three candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing the information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
A small chance.
Small chance. All right. Paul Dictos currently serves at the Fresno County Accessory Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $4 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good chance, I guess.
Good chance. All right. Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Okay, Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for Gary Bredefield for county supervisor?
No chance.
No chance. All right. After hearing more information of the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, Dion Bordes, Accessory Recorder, for whom would you vote? Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, or Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessory Recorder?
I don't know. I'd probably have to study their about them a little bit more.
Like, let's say, based on the information that you just heard from about these candidates, who would you say is a strong candidate? Steve Brando, county supervisor and a businessman, or Gary Bredefield, businessman and council member?
I think the first one.
Steve Brando.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, mm-hmm. do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican?
Yeah, Democrat.
Democrat. All right. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I don't know. I guess a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1st to 11th grade, high school diploma, non-college, post-high school, some college?
Some college.
Some college, including college two-year degree. Okay, that's the one?
Yes.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living in an old folks home.
Oh, okay. So, are you living with your friends? Do you have friends there or family?
No, just by myself. It's, a home where you go when you don't have any family or, you're old and people have to kind of look out after you once in a while.
I understand, Joanne. That's very understandable. And is that paid off or do you currently pay monthly on that?
Oh, monthly.
All right. So, Joanne, that's all we have for the survey. I do want to thank you so much. You've been so kind by answering these questions. Okay, Joanne?
Yeah, okay.
You have a wonderful night, and thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you for your work. Okay.
No, thank you, Joanne. You have a wonderful night. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.